Yes, good day. May I please speak with Chester?
This is Hale.
Hi, Chester. My name is Celine. I'm calling you from Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Chester, I've been told that you wanted to have one agent call you. What can I do for you?
So when I signed up with this and everything, they told me once I got on, I'd be up on the first page.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not even on the first page. I'm like 10 or 11 all the way down. And then even when people, I've had a friend of mine type in like dry repair Georgetown, Kentucky, and I'm not even close to the top. You know, so I'm just wondering why I'm so far down, even though I've got more reviews than anybody. So I just, you know, wonder what's going on, if you know.
Okay. Well, I do can tell you that Google will show results depending on where you are looking, right? Meaning that, for example, we tend to look in our phones, right? So in our phones, we have like what is called a variable IP. So not to be technical, it just means that if you're standing on one street, that is like an address where you are looking for, right? So they will show you what is close to you. I did a quick search for appliance repair service on Scott County, Kentucky, and I do see you appearing number second with that search. So what I think that we can do is actually just revise all of your keywords, because the way that I look, I'm in California, so I have to put your county or the city where you are. So I might rather look for counties because that shows me a broader result, right? But the results that I get are not the same ones that Google will show you. And that is something that is really hard to control sometimes. But that's what I can do. I can actually make just a revision, a deep revision over which keywords are actually working for you. So those ones we can, as we already know that they are working, we can focus more on other kind of keywords. Does that make
sense?
Yes,
but how come you can't put in Georgetown, Kentucky?
Pardon? It's just what I have as your primary search phrase is appliance repair services. So that's what I did as a search, appliance repair. So let me see. For your keywords, I see that you have doors. I don't have any keywords related to doors on your keywords. I have home appliance, microwave oven repair, refrigerator repair, dishwasher repair, washing machine repair, fridge repair, dryer repair, freezers, garbage disposal, ice makers, electric stove, and appliance installation. So would you want me to add doors repair?
No, because I'm saying if I've had a couple of my friends that say, I had them say type in dryer repair, Georgetown, Kentucky, and I'm just so far down there that nobody's really locating me. There's too many above me to do any good.
Well, again, I just put dryer repair in Scott County, and you appear to me as second. I have Mr. Appliance of Georgetown, and then I have you A and B Appliance Repair.
We're talking about the Google Maps. That second one down, Mr. Appliance is on the very top, and then you see A and B. Now, I've been there. I've been in that spot for years. But now we're talking about the Google Maps.
Yes, that is actually where I'm looking in the Google Maps. Because for the general search, when you look for anything on Google, you have three different type of results that are given to you. The first ones are always paid advertisement. It has an A and a D. Second one would appear the small square of the map with the top three of services. And then after that, it comes like your web page and, different directories if you have a Facebook page and things like that, right? So what I'm doing is looking on the map, and on the map section as dry repair in Scott County, Kentucky, also comes a second. Appliance repair services comes a second. So what precisely do you want us to do on the search? Because you already appear on that box of the map, on the second results that the search gives, you appear in there a second on the map.
Well, I know when I go, and anybody goes on it, like I said, I'm like number 10 down from the top. So I don't know what's going on, and I just figured, you know, I got almost 580 reviews. And I
you have very good ranking. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so let me do this. Let me just make a search, a revision on your account to see what can we do for the general search results rather than just for the map. So maybe we need to revise the algorithms for your search results, so maybe your website can appear higher in that. On the general. The general is the interface of Google, the normal, not the map section. Will that work?
So when I go to look up appliance repair Georgetown, Kentucky, and go down to the Google, go down to the maps. There's Mr. Appliance, and then you have Gibson Heating and Cooling, which that's got nothing to do with appliances. But then you got John. I see Johnny's Handyman Service. And then I go down. So you got Mr. Appliance, you got Gibson Heating, you got A&R, you got Johnny's Handyman, Ware's Heating, Titan Heating, Pins and Pins, and then you got A and B. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I see myself like all the way down, like 8.
And what is the name of the area that you said that you're looking on?
Georgetown, Kentucky.
Georgetown. Okay, Georgetown. So now the assigned areas that I have are all Scott County. Georgetown is in Scott County, right? And Stamping Ground, Kentucky. Those are the two areas that we have assigned to you. So let me see now, because I can assign Georgetown as part of your areas, and we can do the keyword work for that. Well, I look for dry repair Georgetown, Kentucky, and you appear third. So, okay. So let me just, I'm going to add Georgetown as a single area as well, add it. So just even if it's inside of the same county. Because when we do counting, we make it very broad. So you appear in different keywords will work best in different parts of the county, of course. But if we do like particular towns, like Georgetown, we have also your other town, I lost it. Okay, Stamping Ground, which is where your listing has been verified. So I will add Georgetown now, and we can work out to pair those keywords on that specific area.
And now they did tell me also they said what areas did I want to focus on, and I said Georgetown and Lexington. And they said that would be It was on this side of Lexington, but they did tell me that.
Oh, okay. So, well, I can add them, of course, not a problem. I'm so sorry. Seems there was a little bit of miscommunication in there. Lexington, Kentucky, and Georgetown.
Those are the two, because those are the ones that are closest to me.
I see. And those are the areas that actually give you the best businesses, right? Like the most jobs comes in those areas.
Yeah, I've been working in them areas for years.
Got you. Okay, so now I see where is the failing. Okay, so I'm going to add those two, and I'm going to optimize the keywords to actually pair with those towns. Okay, so usually it's like a 7-day turnover to see most of the keywords pair. Okay, so in any case, I do want to send the account to be revised. So for the general search, you have a better presence. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, so like if you put in dryer repair, Georgetown, Kentucky, it should pull me up pretty quick. Is that right?
Yeah, precisely. Because not just dryer repair, all of your keywords, you know, like the appliance repair, home appliance repair.
Right.
So, okay.
Well, we try that.
Anything else I can do for you?
No, like I said, I'm not really getting very good results right now because, like I said, I'm so far down, you know, down the list, you know.
But you are not getting calls either?
And I keep adding, you know, getting people leave me reviews thinking that would eventually keep, you know, ranking me up toward the top, even though I got more reviews than anybody. I'm just wondering why I'm so far down, you know, below everybody else.
It's just as I said, because I get different results from my angle, which show me different results because I'm far from you. So that's why I need to actually send it to be revised. So we make sure that the searches are actually accurate where the people that are in the place are requesting for those services. However, the reviews, which don't just think of reviews as something to gain placement, to get you higher. Reviews also work for conversion. So people is more inclined to call someone that actually has lots of reviews and good ones, of course, than someone that doesn't have reviews. So maybe you can be on the top paying advertisement and you don't have reviews, and still people would not call you even just because you're preferred. They want to know the reviews. So the reviews are important not only for placement, but also to gain that client. Make sense?
Yeah, sort of. Well, like I said, if you revise that, we'll see if that helps out, you know, getting some more calls to come in.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to add those towns as by themselves and send the account to the keyword revision to pair them with the new towns added to see if actually that helps us to get you more calls.
And so how long should this take?
Usually it takes like 7 days for those keywords to start, you know, showing results, like getting you higher. So
okay, well, I'll give it, you know, next week, and now I'm going to look at it and see if anything's changed.
Fantastic. I thank you kindly for giving me the vote of trust. And anything else that I can assist you today?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Chester. I'm going to get to add those to your account. And if you need anything else, don't hesitate to give us a call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. Bye.
Bye-bye.